It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101. Well, there's a lot of vacation and travel going on in the summertime, and safety is important when you're on vacation and being prepared. Sometimes first aid kits are necessary, and we'll talk to our expert about this, Dr. Angelique Campen, a well-known guest to the show. She's the medical director of the emergency department at Providence St. Joe Medical Center, and she's a clinical instructor of emergency medicine at UCLA. So welcome, Dr. Campen, and thanks for being back on the show.
You're very welcome.
So, you know, traveling, I think there's, in the summer, there's air travel, but there's a lot of people in car travel. And, you know, car travel, especially when you're going to places like, you know, campgrounds and things like that, you really do kind of have to be prepared for a medical emergency. So what do you tell your patients?
Well, certainly. There's plenty of first aid kits out there and available that can handle the basic first aid, such as wound care or pain relievers, antiseptics, and so forth. But it's important also to consider your own personal medical issues. If you have any particular allergies, make sure that you have allergy medication available. Make sure you have extra of your own medications available. If you have a seizure disorder or so forth, you need to have those emergency medicines available in your personal first aid kit. And those kits also need to be checked regularly. Just because you've put one together doesn't mean it will simply last forever. You need to check batteries, you need to check expiration dates, and just replace and renew things as needed.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, because it, you know, things do expire, and sometimes people, you know, buy a kit at wherever, Walmart, Target, they'll throw it in the back of their car, and then, you know, 6 years later, they're there, and especially when they're kept in cars, right, the heat and everything can really damage things or
exactly.
Be bad for medicine.
It's important to protect that kit from the heat, also to put it in some sort of water-resistant case. No need for any fancy bag or case, but just throw it into some sort of plastic bag or something that will protect it from the environment.
And is there anything in particular that you recommend for kids, traveling with kids or anything like that? Anything special?
Well, it's important to consider who this kit is going to serve as. If you have kids, if you travel with pets, and so forth, remember all of those different lives that you may be using that kit for. And especially with kids, it's important to put emergency information in those first aid kits, such as phone numbers that someone might need to call for help, or even something as simple as a phone charger, or just ways that you may be able to get the next help after using your first aid kit if you need more help.
Mm-hmm. So what are there classes of medication? Say you wanted to make up your own first aid kit. You didn't want to buy something. And it sounds like you're in a busy ER right now dealing with some of these things, right?
Right. So, yes, it's important to get things that will address wounds, so bandages, antiseptics, something to clean the wound, to cover the wound, tweezers to take splinters or foreign bodies out of a wound. It's important to put some sort of pain reliever in that first aid kit. So Tylenol is a trusted pain reliever. Occasionally, you might want to put some diarrhea care into that first aid kit.
Yeah,
and then finally, something for allergic reactions, such as Benadryl, is always helpful to have on hand.
Yeah, those are some good points. And then, what do you feel about does it ever get to the point where you need things like thermometers or more extensive type things like cold packs or anything like that? Does that add or help?
Well, it depends where you're going to be taking this first aid kit. So if it's in a car and you're going to be away from any place where you can get additional help, it's important to stock up on all of those things. So there are cold packs that you can just break open and they become cold. It's important to broaden your first aid kit if you're going to be away from regular help. And then also to include things just to protect yourself from the environment, such as sunscreen or even a blanket. Those are sometimes forgotten.
Yeah, yeah. An insect repellent, maybe not always in your first aid kit, but certainly if you're hiking out in the woods, you want to protect yourself from those ticks and things like that.
Exactly. Exactly. And then common medications that you would need, such as for colds or cough, is always convenient to have on hand.
Mm-hmm. And what about some creams? Do you recommend any kind of steroid creams or things like that?
Well, topical Benadryl creams will help not just for any kind of allergic reaction, but for an insect bite or any kind of a dermatitis or inflammation of the skin. And then a second line cream that would help would be a steroid cream.
Yeah. Now, do you ever have patients ask you, are any of these things, people come in when they have a rash or a bite that they don't know about, but if they're, I guess, out in the elements, there's nothing harmful, because people ask me that all the time. Well, should I take this or should I not? But really, if you're out, especially camping, let's not say you're, going to New York City on vacation, because there's plenty of access for you. But say you're out in the Adirondacks somewhere or something. Is it harmful ever to have these things and take them?
It's perfectly safe to use for a couple of days a topical Benadryl and a topical cortisone cream on any kind of skin rash that's bothering you.
Mm-hmm. And do you ever get people asking you, oh, they're going away to a foreign country, could you give them some antibiotics or is there anything else? I mean, what's your view on that? Some doctors are like, no, we're already using too many antibiotics. Some are like, well, take this if you have diarrhea for too long.
There's some good medications that your doctor can prescribe to you if you're going to be out of touch from regular medical help. One that I would frequently prescribe for patients is a Tylenol with a codeine. That is good, number one, for pain relief. It can be used for diarrhea. It can be used if you have a trauma, if you have a fever. So it has multiple uses. So that's a good travel medication.
Wow.
And then if you're going to be in any kind of third world country, it's always good to have on hand an antibiotic that would help for some sort of traveler's diarrhea.
And I think that's a good point. I know in this country we talk about not taking it too soon, but sometimes when you're out of the country, at some far off place where you don't have access to it, it's not a bad thing to have. In those instances, I agree. I know we talk about overuse of antibiotics, but I think there are situations where it can be an issue. And some people find, they've come back and told me that some of our common medicines that are prescription here, they'll go to other countries and they're not prescriptions. So if you are in a city with a drugstore, I think it's very helpful to talk to the pharmacist at the place. They usually do speak English, and they can help guide you on some of the things. So I want to thank my guest, Dr. Campen. Some good information and interesting information on how to travel safely this summer. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well and tune in to your health.